Whatever happened to ATT Bell South?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. A couple months ago, it looked like the biggest telecom merger ever was a done deal. AT&T and Bell South were just waiting for FCC approval. Well, they're still waiting. And yesterday, the FCC commissioner who could have cast the tie-breaking vote said he's not going to do that because of a conflict of interest. So you have two votes for, two votes against. And that means the companies may have to come up with some new concessions to get their deal approved. Tomorrow, the FCC votes on making it easier for phone companies to get into cable TV. That could bring down those cable bills, as Sam Eaton reports.
In the communications world, cable television is somewhat of an anomaly. As prices for other media like mobile phones and Wi-Fi plummet, that monthly cable bill keeps on rising. The FCC blames local governments for blocking competitors in exchange for lucrative licensing fees. Telecom analyst Jeffrey Kagan.
You can't have one company offering a variety of services and not another. That's not competition. Competition is when you have two companies offering the same level of services and letting the customer choose.
Telecom companies like Verizon and AT&T have invested billions of dollars upgrading their networks to be able to provide cable TV. They now want easier access to that market. But consumer advocates say the FCC could go too far. Cities also mandate public access channels and service to poorer neighborhoods. Take that authority away, they say, and the lower prices could be offset by a drop in local access. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
On Wall Street yesterday, investors sold off some tech stocks, mainly Apple and Google. So the NASDAQ dropped 21 points, close to a percent, to 2435. The Dow fell just a smidge, 4 points, to 12,441. The S&P 500 lost 4 to 1422. Wall Street would love some good economic news for Christmas. A package could come today. November housing starts and wholesale prices. More now from Sarah Gardner.
The housing market is the weak link in the U.S. economy. In October, new home construction plunged more than 14% to a six-year low. When the Commerce Department reports November numbers today, we may see what Wall Street calls a dead cat bounce. Economist Diane Swonk.
There could be a little bit of an upside bounce in that number, but at the end of the day, we're still sort of tap dancing at the bottom of the housing market.
Swonk expects the Fed will hold interest rates steady for a while, and today's November inflation numbers should reinforce that inclination. Economist Mark Zandi agrees.
Consumer prices were flat in the month of November, and hopefully we'll get a flat reading on the PPI just to confirm that this moderation in inflation that we've seen over the past few months is broad-based.
Economists predict the core producer price index, which excludes volatile food and energy prices, rose just 0.2% in November. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
The U.S. Mint unveils a new series of coins today honoring the first ladies all the way back to Martha Washington. The dollar coins go on sale just before Mother's Day. The gold version will cost $300, a bronze duplicate about $4. This is Marketplace. We've heard plenty about potential airline mergers, but for some reason, nobody seems to be mentioning any of the low-cost carriers. Jason Parr looked into it.
Many of the so-called legacy carriers are looking to team up to survive what continues to be lean times in the industry. So why not boost revenue by acquiring a smaller money-making airline like Southwest, JetBlue, or Alaska? Industry analyst Richard Abalafia says in many cases, it's the wrong fit.
I think the legacy carriers look at the low-cost startups much in the same way that a dinosaur would look at small mammals busily eating their eggs. It's definitely a competitive threat, but it's an entirely different business philosophy.
Big carriers operate on the hub-and-spoke model and are looking to merge with a similar operation to complement their existing routes. Smaller carriers aren't as appealing because they just don't fly to enough places. I'm Jason Parr from Marketplace.
The Morning Report is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Medtronic, supporting the Children's Heart Foundation's It's My Heart, a book for families affected by heart defects. Copies at childrensheartfoundation.org. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. If you haven't found the gift you're looking for, there's always eBay. Whatever it is, you can find it there. At least that's what the commercial says. Well, that got our old friend Cash Peters wondering, is that really true? So we sent him to eBay University to find the answer.
We're going to spend the whole day talking about eBay.
2 days, actually. eBay U is a mobile college that travels around the country like the touring version of Cats, only it's more welcome, and shows people how to sell stuff online.
It's such a good idea. It's a no-brainer. It's changed everyone's lives.
Will you graduate from eBay U?
Yes, I expect to.
Because basically, by the end of the day, if you're still here, we want you on our football team.
Okay, you're on.
Will you be on the basketball team?
No, but I will be a cheerleader.
And where are you going to buy your outfit?
On eBay.
Yay. It's a global garage sale with annual transactions that total a whopping $13 billion. But is it too late to join in? I asked the dean, Jim. Oh, eBay U has a dean, Jim Griffith.
Your chances of success are actually better than in any other marketplace because you're exposing it to potentially 100 million, 200 million people.
Ooh. Of course, there are certain things you can't sell on eBay.
Live animals, Nazi propaganda, and recalled items. So anything that's ever been recalled.
You know. Sony batteries.
Yeah.
Old Ford Explorer tires.
Pintos.
Gotta love that laugh. But otherwise, anything, however bizarre, goes.
Someone scooped out the contents of their sofa cushions, and they arranged it artfully on a piece of black velvet with a glue gun and sold it for $60 as a work of art.
We sold burnt candles.
That are already burnt down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
So why would anybody buy that?
Somebody wanted it for the nostalgia stake.
Well, if burnt down candles can sell, how about broken pencils? This was my idea. I got a red pencil, snapped it in half, then stuck it up for auction on eBay as the Red Snapper. I swear. But is there a market for broken pencils, Jim Griffith?
There's no market in broken pencils that I know.
You see, that's why it wouldn't work on eBay.
But it could work, because if there's no market, the marketplace is wide open for you to create.
Exactly. That's what makes eBay so exciting. And eBay University, all fun and laughter. I almost regret going to a real one now.
Does eBay U have all the trappings?
Trappings?
Basketball team.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
How long before that happens?
Probably never.
Good move. And as for my red snapper...
Will you sell it? Yes.
Did I doubt that very much? Yes. But you know what? She was right. I sold it for $28. No, oh, you're very kind. Now, of course, I'm totally hooked. In Los Angeles, I'm Cash Peters for Marketplace.
And I'm Scott J. Gal. Thanks for listening. And enjoy your day.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.